Good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. And now it's time for the VPR Public Post. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. The Lemon Fair Wildlife Management Area gained 330 acres in Bridport and Cornwall this week. For this and other news from cities and towns around Vermont, we turn to VPR's Public Post reporter, Amy Noyes. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
Amy, tell us, what exactly is a wildlife management area?
Well, these are areas of public lands managed by the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department. They're open to the public for wildlife-related outdoor activities like hunting, trapping, fishing, and, of course, just wildlife viewing. And the department says these areas are important because they help conserve fish and wildlife habitat while still providing people with opportunities for those types of recreation.
And what can you specifically tell us about the Lemon Fair Wildlife Management Area?
Well, with this new land purchase, the area is now 744 acres, and that includes wetlands, farmlands, and a slow-moving stream. And I hear it's particularly popular with duck hunters.
And it was the state that purchased the land?
Yes, with the help of the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Vermont Land Trust. So the total purchase price was $325,000. And for its part, the state used proceeds from the Vermont Duck Stamp, which waterfowl hunters have to buy in order to hunt in Vermont. And they also got funding from the new Vermont Habitat Stamp Program. And that program is something people can buy a stamp voluntarily when they purchase a hunting or fishing license, and it specifically raises funds for land conservation and management.
Was this a big purchase for these programs?
Yes, the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department says it's the largest land purchase to date using duck stamp proceeds.
Turning to municipal government news, this week you wrote about a new town manager in Milton.
That's right. Donna Barlow Casey is Milton's new town manager. She's the 10th town manager in that town since the position was created in 1978, and she's the first woman to hold the job.
Town manager searches are usually a big deal for towns, and I understand this search was no exception.
Yes, that's right. There was a search committee that vetted over 50 applications and interviewed 10 candidates, and then that committee recommended 5 candidates to the select board. And there was quite a public outcry this spring when the select board pursued talks with former Milton town manager Sanford Miller, who was not one of the 5 people recommended by the search committee.
And I understand that public outcry convinced the board to drop those negotiations?
That's right. Instead, they re-interviewed 2 finalists that were recommended by the committee, and they hired Donna.
Are there other towns in Vermont that are now going through the process of hiring a manager?
Yes. Wethersfield is just starting a search for a new town manager, and that town is putting together a screening committee and advertising for the position. And Johnson Village is hiring a full-time administrator to serve as municipal manager and the general manager for the Village Water and Light Department. Those jobs had been combined with the Johnson town manager position, but the town and village positions are now being split apart.
Looking ahead, there's a free Breakfast on the Farm event coming up in Ferrisburg. What can you tell us about that?
The Vermont Agency of Agriculture is organizing the Breakfast on the Farm series, and the idea is to connect Vermonters of all ages with local farmers to give them a firsthand look at the local food supply. And Nia Toft Farm in Ferrisburg is hosting the first event on Saturday, August 22nd. There'll be hourly breakfast seatings from 9 a.m. until noon and self-guided farm tours. And it's free, but participants need to sign up for tickets online at vermontbreakfastonthefarm.com.
Nia Toch, that's an interesting name.
Yes, it's Dutch, and according to the farm's Facebook page, it means never thought, as in farmer Raymond Vanderway never thought his farm would become what it is today.
VPR's Amy Noyes. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.
VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank, with expertise, cash management, and lending services dedicated to meeting the needs of Vermont municipalities and schools. MBVT.com.